This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. As usual, what would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today off with some bad news?
Now, the bad news. A grandfather, meaning very well, ended up not doing very well. A grandfather over in the UK brought a cake into a hospital because he wanted to thank some of the staff members for taking care of a family. That's a nice thing to do, right?
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah.
It was some cake that was left over from his grandson's 18th birthday party.
Okay.
And it turns out that the hospital staff, cake smells a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's like, whatever, I'm having a piece anyhow. And then someone's like, no. Like, definitely, this cake smells like weed.
Oh, no.
It was a weed cake.
Yeah.
And so it was a red velvet weed cake, to be specific.
Okay.
And the police did confirm that it had marijuana in it. Authorities investigated the incident, learned the grandfather had no idea the cake was laced with cannabis. No further action, of course, taken against him. Did give him a bunch of strong words of advice, though. And they're not going after the 18-year-old either, because just having a weed cake at home, man. Like, what's the problem? The person that had the piece of weed cake did not report any feelings of being high, which is BS. They were just like, I'm cool, man.
No, it's all good.
Everything's fine, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more of the cake? I'm just so hungry.
I've talked about this many times, and I'm going to reiterate the fact that I am not a fan of potlucks or really homemade anything. That strangers or people who I'm not very, very, very good friends with create or make. Yeah. Like, if there's a work potluck, I would rather, like, be in jail for a weekend than have to eat some of the stuff that is brought in.
All right, you're being dramatic.
No, I'm not.
Yes, like, you drama queen. Like, you'd rather be in jail?
Yeah.
You haven't been in jail enough recently.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But I figured, yeah, get to sleep in.
Yeah, you don't get
don't
to sleep
have,
in.
Don't have to do any chores. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
There are some certain chores that you have to do in jail.
Yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah. It could be like a little mini vacation. Just people's kitchens. Like, you know, look at their cars and then imagine that, like, what their kitchens look like. There's cat hair or dog hair. Just nasty. Like, you know, you don't know what the hygiene level or the cleanliness level of somebody's kitchen is. And that's why I'm just like, no, potlucks, the worst possible thing on the planet.
Again, maybe a bit of an exaggeration, but that's fine. Got some good news today.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Okay. Because you feel like you're above this. Stranger brings you some baked goods. Do you eat them or not?
A stranger brings me baked goods. Do I eat them? No. If it's somebody that I work with on a daily basis, they're not a stranger.
Sure they are. You ain't never been in their kitchen.
You don't know.
If you haven't been in their kitchen, I ain't eating. And even then, I need to be in there multiple times because somebody can do a...
You can say the same thing about restaurants and the strange-ass people that are making your food.
At least there's a health department regulating it.
But barely. It's not like they're constantly there.
Well, but the fear of them.
You've worked in restaurants, too. All kinds of nasty stuff happens in the kitchens.
Like, I would say in my 5 years, 6 years that I worked in restaurants, the vast majority of the time, everything was fine.
Oh, really? Because when I worked at Outback Steakhouse, I regularly saw guys drop steaks on the floor and pick them up and put them back on the plate.
5-second rule, man.
Exactly. They wouldn't even put it back on the grill just to, like, sear off the boot germs.
Even if that happened, I worked at a steakhouse as well. They would kill it. They'd kill it. They would just kill the steak and get a new one off.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then the servers would devour it?
Some would.
Yeah.
Or
of course
they would. Throw it straight into the...
I'm not saying that potlucks aren't gross. I'm just saying you're being a little dramatic.
I don't think so.
Yes,
I feel like...
Just a little bit, Mahoney.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I feel like if you think about...
Jail's the worst thing in the world. You're not being dramatic at all.
Put me in solitary so I don't got to talk to anybody for 2 days. It'll be beautiful.
All right. Some good news today as well. It's never too late to find love. And that is being displayed by one couple that met at a senior living facility in Ohio. They just got married, John and Phyllis Cook, 100 and 102 years old, respectively.
Jesus.
What? Why?
Why? Why what?
Like, I mean,
why
you
get
got,
married?
You got,
why
you're
not?
100 and 102. You got, like, you could have seconds left to live. Why waste it having to go through all the rigmarole of a marriage?
Phyllis's mom lived to be 106, I'll have you know, so okay. She's got plenty of time left.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Couple enjoys spending their time having meals together, sitting out in the sun at their assisted living facility. I would perhaps argue that you're right. Why on earth would you get married when you could just simply eat meals together and sit in the sun as friends, as right. opposed to husband and wife?
Or even as romantic friends.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah.
You don't have... You think there's any benefits going on here? Do you really think that they're getting down?
Oh, dude. Well, unfortunately, I did just do a quick Google search of Phyllis Cook, and the first suggested search that came up is Phyllis Cook obituary.
Is she dead?
I don't know. I think she might.
The story was out yesterday.
You said seconds, Mahoney. She might have had seconds.
She's going to, or was supposed to turn 103 on August 8th, so... Yeah, good for her. I mean, there's nothing else to do, right? Like, you're just sitting around, sitting in the sun, eating meals. You're like, you won't get married.
You think that this is a scam to try to get their money?
Get that life insurance? Old John's like, man, if Phyllis kicks off before me, she's got $38,000 in the bank. I'm finally going to get that Corvette.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Gonna have to be a used Corvette, but that's all right.
And not even gently used. I mean, like...
Ragged out.
Yeah.
T-top leaks.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My kid is wanting to get a pet, and... I've been hearing a lot of about pet rats. You know, growing up, those were always pests to me, rodents. I was talking to other parents, and they're saying that they got their kid a rat. Am I, like, overthinking this?
Message deleted.
So, I mean, rats are known to carry a lot of diseases, but that's rats that I would assume aren't pet rats. Mm-hmm. Are pet rats really any more gross than pet gerbils or hamsters or guinea pigs
pet
or any of that
stuff?
Pet rats
are actually really smart.
But do you want a really smart rodent?
I mean, really smart for a rodent, I would suppose.
Oh.
You know, I've seen videos of
you're not
going to
walk
rats.
In and it's doing algebra or something.
Maybe it is. Maybe. I mean, if that cat or that rat can help your kid out with his homework, I mean, that's one less thing that you have to do. What you really need to ask yourself if your child wants a pet, do you want a pet? Because that pet will be yours within 2 weeks. And I think that's being very generous.
Yes.
The thing with especially pets where you can kind of ignore it except for when it's crisis time. And I mean that like you have a fish, right? And you never really think about the fish other than maybe a little daily feeding here or there until its tank starts to get awful.
Yeah.
And then you procrastinate on having to clean the fish tank. Pets like that seem like a bad idea because they only really come into consciousness when they're a huge inconvenience. I don't know if that's the case with rats because I've never even considered getting a pet rat before. But my sister used to have gerbils.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, huh.
Just smell like crazy.
Yeah, I picture them being very smelly.
Disgusting.
All rodents.
Yeah.
No, rats are, I would say, as far as on the level of pets, I don't think they smell that bad if you keep their cage clean. You know, change out their water and all that sort of stuff. But if you're gonna get a pet, do a dog or a cat. If you're in town a lot, get a dog. If you travel a lot, get a cat. And even then, why?
Why get a pet?
Yeah,
because they offer love and companionship.
Yeah,
they're wonderful.
They're a lot of work, a lot of work. And like kids, you could take anywhere. That's fine. Dogs, unfortunately.
You can take dogs pretty much anywhere you can take kids.
Yeah, not without looking like an ass clown.
What? Whoa, what do you mean?
Why am I in Target? And I know, like, you've got your unruly ass dog.
Don't you go down this road.
Come
you're going to anger all the fake service animals.
Oh, yes, you are.
Don't you do it.
You've ruined it for people who need actual service animals.
Have they? Why?
Yes,
they can show up with their service animals. It's fine. How have they ruined anything?
How have they ruined it?
Mm-hmm.
Because they look like a-holes, first off. Like, and then on top of that, everybody who's bringing in a service animal, like, they go, is that a real service animal? Now everybody questions every animal that's in some place.
But that's how
you've ruined it for people with actual needs and service animals.
Does it really bother you, though, when you see a dog in Target?
In a restaurant, sure.
Doesn't bother me.
No, yeah, not one bit.
Do you know what bothers me?
You guys are idiots.
Emotional support, man.
Other people. annoying ass people.
You know the people who have the annoying fake service animals?
Yeah.
Those people are even worse. Yes, but I will agree to that.
I would agree that some of those people can be annoying, but at least they're distracted. At least they have something else to do.
Nah, man.
Instead of just wandering in front of me and be smelly.
Keep your dumb pets at home.
Keep your dumb self at home.
Keep your opinions at home.
Well, yes, that as well.
Keep your dumb opinions at home.
Come on.
Shut up, you cat douche.
Oh, hey.
After the tone.
Hey, Dave and Mahoney. I went to my first drag show a couple weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised. And I never thought negatively of drag before, but I just never saw myself as someone who would go to a show like that. And now that I've seen one, I really kind of want to go to another. It was such a good time.
Message deleted.
Oh, he's caught the bug.
Okay, I mean,
welcome to 2019.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, where have you been for the last 40 years?
Welcome,
man,
to 1994. Like, what are you talking about? It's, no drag shows. This is a hot new thing.
Whoa.
But every time.
Have you heard about this person, RuPaul? Have you heard of RuPaul?
He's a man, but he dresses like a woman, and he sings like the Dickens.
I mean, cool.
I'm glad you're
expanding your horizons.
Every time that I've been to a drag show, which is, I probably counted on one hand, just a couple of them over the years, they're really not that good, the ones that I've been
to.
I mean, they're fine.
I've
but
been to a couple good ones.
It's just like slightly above average karaoke and really fantastic outfits.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the effort that you put into it, but the singing is never really that good.
It depends.
The performing is not really that good.
Depends on where you go.
Yeah, well, I guess
go
so.
Down,
yeah.
Make your way down to L.A. sometime.
Have you been to a drag show in L.A.?
Yeah.
And it was good?
Top tier.
See, that's the thing, though, is that L.A. is full of failed entertainers.
Yeah.
And so, all even like the street performers, you're like, man, if you only lived in Austin, you'd be a rock star.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't think it's a really good idea to lay on mattresses in a showroom. I have a brother, and he had a huge bed bug problem from his kids. They came home from, like, some person's sleepover or something, and they brought bed bugs home, and then it somehow got throughout the house. Well, this guy ended up having bed bugs, throwing his mattress out, and then right after he had the bed bugs, he goes to a mattress store and is going around laying on every one of the mattresses, checking them out. And I was kind of like, all right, well, I wonder how often this happens, and I definitely am not coming to this mattress store anymore.
Message deleted.
I think you're overthinking it.
How often do you go mattress shopping anyhow? Once every 10 years? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably should go, like, I would say, what, 7 to 8? You know,
sure.
That's what they recommend. I mean,
who recommends that? Mattress salespeople?
Yeah. But if you've ever bought a mattress, they come sealed.
Yeah.
They come in bags, man.
Yeah.
Like traditionally, if you buy a new mattress, it comes in a bag.
Giant mattress condom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Safe. What's far, far, far grosser is a hotel room bed.
Which is why I bring my own pillows.
Bringing your own pillows doesn't do any good.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah.
No, the comforter is what's gross.
Well, you don't touch the comforter directly. You get under the sheet.
Hey, man, sometimes the throes of passion just hit you when you're alone in your hotel room.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Bring a black light to your next hotel room. See what kind of fun you're going to find.
Don't you do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Do the DNA testing services creep you out?
Yes.
Because they creep me out. And this is one of the reasons why. When I first heard about them marketing to people based on the DNA that was given, I didn't like that one bit. Of course, the whole, they'll just give your information to authorities should they ever ask for it or subpoena it.
Uh-huh.
Also, not a big fan of that.
Nope.
In this case, though, a DNA testing service has inadvertently exposed thousands of customers' genetic records and personal information in an unsecured server.
Cool.
VitaGene? Cool. Never even heard of them.
Never
but
heard.
According to Bloomberg, they released information containing full names, dates of birth, as well as sensitive medical information like clients' risk of genetic disease and other gene-based health information. According to VitaGene, the records date back between 2015 and 2017 when the company was beta testing a small portion of its actual customer base. No financial information was exposed in the slip-up, according to the company. But it has yet to notify customers of that exposure and said it is currently assessing the extent of the leak, so they don't even know how many people were actually affected by this. They're saying they think at least 3,000. Who knows how many could be them?
I am not a, you know, I like these, I like that cold cases are getting solved by this. You know, I think that...
Yeah, people that got away with murder or assault or whatever it was all those years ago are finally getting busted for it.
There was a murder back where I grew up in St. Louis, one of the, you know, like, craziest ones that almost... That was sort of based on True Detective, season number one. And that murder, which is 30 years old, just got solved by a cold case. That's the DNA testing that I like, but would I ever willingly give over my DNA to a company or my place of employment or authorities for testing? Absolutely not.
So DNA companies are not required?
I plan on having a, like when I am older, like a mastermind crime. Like I'm going to, you know, I don't know... do something to make a lot of money.
Somehow, yeah. I doubt that.
Yeah, but I don't want them to already have they already have my fingerprints. They don't need my DNA.
They're not required. DNA companies are not required to comply with federal statutes that offer special protections for medical records, which is why companies like 23andMe are free to share client data with third parties.
Yep.
Nah, which is why
not cool.
They can market to you based on your genetic makeup, which is a little too close to home for me.
Yeah, I mean, you've already know everything that I'm searching for.
Market to me based on what sort of TV shows and what kind of radio shows
garbage I'm
that
buying
I like to
on,
listen to. Yes.
Yeah, I'm buying on Amazon, not my genetic makeup. I don't know, man. It's the world, you know, I think we need as a country a new amendment. You know, I think we need a new constitutional amendment. I know that it's been a long time since we've had one, but privacy needs to be included in that. That is one of the things that, you know, our country, you know, I mean, even if you think back, you know, back to, you know, when our country was founded back in 1776, you know, or at least, you know, became our own country, they could not foresee what was going on in 2019, over 200 years later, that, like, they didn't know that these were going to be the problems that we have, and that, you know, the government shouldn't be able to swoop in and take all of your information, or third-party companies. Like, the right to privacy
needs to be
a thing.
It's not even the government that is the biggest offender. It's like Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
Facebook,
Mark
Google.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. The fact that we can go on, you, any of us, you listening, or us, go on to Facebook or Google and, like, figure out, like, you know, become an advertiser and get all this information about people is scary as hell.
Scary.
Yeah.
So over 165,000 people have indicated that they're going to join an alien hunt at the classified Area 51.
Last time this happened, somebody died.
Yep.
So
there is a Facebook event that's titled Storm Area 51. And from my extensive military background as a 5-star general, I can tell you that the wisest thing to do when you are planning some sort of large coup is to publicly start a Facebook event and let them know exactly when you are coming.
Yeah. Also,
it's entitled Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they definitely
yeah,
can.
They can.
You're wrong about that. It's actually scheduled for September 20th. So,
see, here's what's scary.
You know
what
would be crazy, though, is if they actually do it on September 19th instead.
Oh,
they'll never expect us.
The scary thing about this is that, like, it starts off as a joke, and then there are people who believe this, like flat earthers. Like, this was a joke. This was an internet troll. Yeah. And now there are people out there who don't believe that the Earth is a sphere. They believe the world is flat. They believe that we're holding aliens at Area 51. This is, like, if the general public knows about it, it's not true. That's the thing. Like, if we had aliens, if they had landed, if there were aliens on this planet kept somewhere, we wouldn't keep them at Area 51 anymore.
It would be too obvious.
Yes.
They just put them in a silo in Nebraska. No one ever goes there.
Somewhere in Des Moines, in Iowa. That's where they would be. They wouldn't be at the most famous place that is, quote unquote, an alien facility. It's not. Like, just, this is how more dumb people weed themselves
off. They would put them somewhere in Idaho, because whoever looks around Idaho for anything.
Beautiful country.
It's lovely up
Beautiful.
There. Just lovely.
Just if they didn't have the people, I would be there. You know, if we could just take Nevada and put it to Idaho, I would be okay. But, like, yeah, the Idahoans, nah.
What's wrong with Idahoans?
Yeah. Bunch of hoes.
Bunch of hoes.
Damn, bunch of hoes. Dude.
Bunch of Hodians.
Yeah, that's right.
So over in Australia, they were doing a gender reveal party. And I guess this is a thing now where, you know, you've seen the popping balloon, right? You've seen... the cake that you cut into, it's either pink
baseball.
Or it's blue, sure. The golf ball, in some cases, you hit it and it explodes.
There's so many different ways to be unique and discover the gender of your child.
This is one I hadn't heard of before, but I guess this is becoming a thing. They put some sort of thing onto tires.
Uh-huh.
And when you burn out, it burns either pink or blue.
Yeah.
It's pretty great, right? Yeah. It's just a cute little way of doing things, but yet somehow also a little edgy and dangerous, just like you. Well, over in Australia, they were trying this. Unfortunately, the guy that was doing the burnout, his car caught on fire. And so it went from either a pink or blue smoke just to a black plume of smoke.
Oh, we're having a phoenix.
Yeah.
Things like this, because of social media, that they do give people ideas where they see them, people think it's a great idea and why not try themselves. But doing that sort of thing on a public road with people standing in front of the car as you're moving towards them is a pretty silly thing to do.
It's all fun and games until someone loses, in this case, a car.
I mean, like, if you're going to do an Australian, like, gender reveal, like, find the biggest spider you can and step on it. Right?
Oh, man.
Until someone loses, in this case, a car.
It's a boy, though.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It's going to be
it's
blue.
Not, it's not a demon. It's not a fire spawn. what else? A dragon? Wait, is this a modern-day Game of Thrones?
You're giving birth to Beelzebub. Fantastic.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz. Hoo-ah! With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Justin is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How's everybody doing?
Good. What is your favorite movie so we kind of have a reference as to what you're into?
If I had to pick one, I'd say it's The Departed.
The Departed. Ooh. Okay. Good movie. Good
very good movie. I mean, just some fine acting there by Jack and Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Doesn't ruin it completely.
He did great.
That Baldwin.
So here's how this works. We're going to play five quotes for you. If you get at least three out of the five correct, you are going to win today. I'll play each quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. After I play it the second time, though, you only have 5 seconds to give us an answer. If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Are you ready for quote number one?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
All right, what do you got?
That is the famous Rip Torn in the movie Dodgeball.
That is correct. And sadly, he just passed away. 88 years old. News broke yesterday. His publicist came
Hell
out and said,
run.
Yep, he kind of had that gruff style where he always talked like this.
Yeah.
And even when he was in major motion pictures with huge stars, he always seemed to stand out.
Yes.
88 years old. RIP. And Justin, you're on the board with one. Here we go on to number
That's
two.
That's his name.
What? Rip?
Yeah.
That's why I said RIP.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Helen. Helen has something to do with Helen, I'm guessing. Helen.
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 Helen is having an affair.
Welcome to the club, man.
Ooh.
All right.
I'm gonna have to hear that one time.
Okay, here we go.
Helen.
Helen has something to do with Helen, I'm guessing. Helen.
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 Helen is having an affair.
Welcome to the club, man.
5 seconds.
Oh, that was hard. Is that Terminator?
Got the right
Close,
actor.
Yeah.
Got the right actor.
That's Arnold in there, but that is True Lies, my friend.
One of the most underrated action films of all time. Yeah. I mean, just action comedy at its finest.
Two Arnolds right there. Tom Arnold. Love him in that movie.
Here we go on to number three.
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
What?
Threw them out with the trash. Stay here. I'll get the door.
Did you report some missing children?
Oh, there must be some mistake. Ours are in the backyard.
What do you got for us?
That is Honey, We Shrunk the Kids.
Close enough.
We'll take it.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, not We Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Good enough.
He knew the great Rick Moranis,
That's
Dave.
Right. Yeah,
he knew what was going on there.
You're spot on.
You're over here trying to sully this man's movie knowledge. Slipped up with one word. Jeez.
All right. So on the board of two, you can win it right here if you get this one correct.
Fact is, I missed this shot. I walk away. I'm still a chump.
You go ahead and walk away.
But you miss, and you've been beat, well, not once, but twice by a slow, white, geeky chump.
For the win.
White Man Can't Jump.
There you go.
We need more buddy comedies with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Yes, please.
Right? Like they were great. White Man Can't Jump, all time classic. But I mean, think of Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. Now they have transcended and are even better now with age.
You think that they could still pull off the buddy comedy at this point? Because, like, Woody Harrelson has gotten, you know, he's awesome. I love Woody Harrelson. But he's gotten pretty dark in a lot of his more recent roles.
That's because he's a great actor.
That's what I mean.
But you got to remember, he was the guy from Cheers.
You know what?
You think about that.
Yeah, it's like Jeff Daniels, right? Yeah. Like, you think about all the serious roles he's played, then you're like, hey, he was a guy from Dumb and Dumber, man.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
This stuff never happens to us, but this is the third story that we've heard about somebody hitting one of these massive progressive jackpots playing a table game at a casino in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Which one was it this time?
At Caesar's Palace, a man won $1.5 million on Monday while playing three-card poker.
Oh, so he must have hit like a royal and had money, extra money down?
Was dealt a royal flush, according to the tweet posted by Caesar's Palace. Tweezers Palace, that's an interesting spin on things.
Yes, well put, Dave.
I'm going to get my eyebrows cleaned up and go to Tweezers Palace. $1.46 million. The person was not identified, but it did show the hand, and it is said that the man was, quote, in shock after hitting the jackpot.
Does it say how much he bet on that? Because I'm curious.
Doesn't say.
It's been a minute since I played three-card poker.
But you can have that $5 side bet, right, which is normally just throwaway money, but the progressive is rolling on it. And normally the progressive starts at $1 million.
I'm just trying to think. I hit a straight flush one time on three-card poker, and I had, I think, like, maybe $300 down.
Oh, my God, really?
It was one of those things, like, we were out with one of our friends who's, you know, who gambles a little bit more than we do, and I was just so tired of gambling, you know.
Just
and,
like, I'm done.
And I'm just ready to go home. Everybody's drunk, you know. We're just sitting there, and it's like 2, 3 a.m., and I just go, just trying to get out. You know, I'm like, here's 100 on each. And that was like all the money I had.
Yeah.
And it hit a straight flush. And it was, you know, a pretty monstrous payoff. But I'm just trying to think, because they're saying the ace, king, queen, 10, that plays anywhere between 1,000 to 2,000 to 1. So even if you had 1,000, it would take $1,000 down to
win $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, must be something else, but that
Pretty
is
big.
A monster win for that gentleman.
So Las Vegas has officially conceded on the marijuana lounges and the dispensaries. So they're just going to basically sit around and wait. Because all these dispensaries, of course, wanted to get involved with the marijuana lounges as well. So in response to the passage of Assembly Bill 533 in June, Las Vegas has officially put on hold the process to open marijuana consumption lounges because even though Las Vegas said, yep, cool, we're fine with it, Nevada as a state went, nah, actually we're not. And, you know, there's a lot of politics involved, a lot of money involved, things like that. AB 533 creates the state's Cannabis Compliance Board, which is a five-member body modeled after the Gaming Control Board that will regulate the Nevada cannabis industry. An amendment to that proposed bill would prohibit local governments from licensing businesses that would permit marijuana consumption on their premises, to the surprise of many in the marijuana industry. So a lot of people thought that this was going to happen on this round, and it didn't.
So we now have to wait 2 more years?
Yeah.
Cool.
So the next legislative session will take place between January and June of 2021.
Yeah, that's a long time away. So they were called what, the CCB? What was the...
CCB, the Cannabis Compliance Board.
They so missed the opportunity here to call it the CBD, the Cannabis Board of Directors, and it would kind of like be interchangeable. I mean, come on, man. Use a little thought before you start naming government regulating bodies.
But CBD is different from marijuana, man.
No, I know, but still would have been a better than just CBD. You were like one letter off.
It would have been massively confusing. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't be massively
confusing. Why don't we call them the LSD, the Legal Service Directors?
Just call it meth.
The Management...
Ethics.
The House?
We're on meth anyways. Okay. They totally missed it on this one. 2021, now everybody else is going to snag up the lounges.
Mahoney is over here trying to figure out an acronym for meth.
Relax, dude. Don't hurt yourself. It's okay.
He started sweating.
I was like, men eating three, and then I can't figure out a word for the D.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So sometimes you just want to get back at somebody, right? Not in an overt way where you're going to do anything too terrible.
Punch them in the face.
It's going to ruin their lives or it's going to ruin your life.
House,
but,
you know,
close. Brooke on Facebook said, there was a girl I hated, and I went in for the kill him with kindness route. And when it was over, things ended up in my favor. I was dating her roommate, who she was in love with, hence the tension. I would make her and the rest of the house dinner and be super nice and helpful and always invite her out to stuff. Pretty sure it drove her to insanity, and eventually she moved out. That's a high-level move right there.
That is
awesome. That's a high-level move.
Some psychological stuff right there.
How awkward of a situation is that, though, where you're roommates with somebody who's in love with your significant other? Right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That would just make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
It's usually, I usually feel like that's the other way around, though. I usually feel like that's a guy... You know, two guy roommates and a chick, you know?
Yeah.
And you got the white knight syndrome going on.
Mike said, I have a business account and a joint family account with my wife. She doesn't have access to my business account on the mobile app. I have access to both accounts online. When she pisses me off, I transfer all but $20 out of the family account over to my business account. Ha! Showed her. Well, until my accountant informed me about how much in trouble that could get me with the IRS. Oh, man.
I like that.
You can't co-mingle those funds, right?
Crosby said, garbage drivers, just bad drivers on the road. I'll report them to the smoking vehicle number, and then they get a letter stating they have to go to the DMV to get their vehicle tested.
Oh. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So how do you passively aggressively get back at somebody? Maybe it's just the slow roll with your revenge, or maybe you're just intentionally inflicting death by a million paper cuts.
So many ways that people either annoy you or have done you wrong, but you can't just face that problem head on. And this is one I love coming to us on our text line. I was horrible. In college, I had a roommate that was selfish. He would always be late on the rent, never do dishes, and always left the place a mess, along with other things. So I started doing horrible things. Would scratch his CDs when he was gone, bend the prongs on his phone charger. I would order takeout without telling him and get him nothing. Let the air out of his tires so they were low all the time. But my favorite is when I was take his dog outside when the sprinklers were going off at the apartment, get it all wiry and wet, then throw him in the roommate's room to give it that wet dog smell makeover.
Brought the dog into this.
I mean, scratching the CDs is
just brutal.
It's terrible.
Brutal.
I mean, that's definitely a revenge tactic, you know, of the past, but God, just devious.
Joe on our Facebook said, tell a made-up story about doing something that you do wrong, very similar to what they did wrong, and then at the end say, but you would never do that. Brianna said, make arrow quotations when announcing their job, i.e. like, he's our office manager. like their position doesn't actually exist. Ron, she said, unplug their phone from the charger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's
the worst.
I love that.
Catherine, hide the TV remote.
Oh.
Monster.
Why TVs do not have, like, a beeping function on the remote built into, like, every new TV?
Right.
Like that's got to be pretty easy to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, just having... I mean, I think they make those, but just having it built in feels like it should be necessary.
I don't want to buy an... like.
You can get like an extra thing and then attach it, but then it makes...
Built-in function.
Kirsten said, in my last year in college, we lived in an apartment building with four apartments. The girls above us hated us when we put our recycling bin out at night the night before, so they would put it back in front of our door. We decided to set out a few gallons of milk out of our fridge for over a month and then slowly dump it into their entryway, which leaked into their apartment.
The smell was rancid
in their apartment. I don't think that that's passive aggressive. That's pretty aggressive.
That's aggressive. Yeah. Oh, I could smell that and just, the nastiness. Another one on our text line at 731-00. When people follow too close in a full parking lot when I'm walking towards my car, I get in, take my time, and if they honk, I get out of the car and pretend like I'm heading back to whatever event or concert I was at.
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
No, I mean, I think that's pretty level-headed, because if you honk at me and because I'm taking too long to get out of a parking space, that's fighting. That's fighting.
Have you ever had somebody following you, and they're following you exactly to where you're going, but you don't like them for whatever reason, And so you'll cross through a couple of aisles of cars just to throw them off the scent. Wait till they circle around to the next lane and then walk back and get in your car.
See you never.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How do you passively aggressively get back at people? The petty revenge sometimes is the sweetest. How about this one? For people who ask questions that were answered earlier in my email chain, I hit them with the per my last email reply.
If somebody doesn't answer an email to a question that you know they need to answer, I will follow up because I don't send a lot of emails at work.
That's true.
Very true.
But when somebody does not get back to me, I will send an email multiple times a day for several days in a row until I hear back. And then I'll walk by their office and go, hey, did you get my emails? And then just stand there, fart in their office.
Yes, I was about to say, you better fart, man.
When somebody is tailgating me, I use the windshield washer to let the overspray hit them and then just keep repeating until they back off.
The I've seen people, I've never seen it in person, but I've seen videos of them turning the back windshield wiper, if you've got one of the ones like the older SUVs that had the back windshield
wiper.
For
the back windshield, yeah.
Turn the little...
And just turned into a little hose.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
I mean, that is...
Oh, that's real smart. I've never seen that. I'm going to check if my car has one of those.
Turn it around.
I used to work at a coffee shop, and I would give crappy customers intentionally decaf coffee or give them 8 Splendas instead of the 10 that they asked for.
Oh, that's just
horrible.
That's brutal, man.
Wow. Decaf?
That is brutal.
But then you also have to wonder if whether or not it's like psychosomatic, whether or not you actually feel like energized because you drank the coffee not knowing that it was decaf or not. But still, that's cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded.
Renee, I one time put pins in a girl's seat so that when she leaned back, it just ever so slightly stabbed her in her hip. You couldn't see the pin on the surface. You had to push down on the seat for it to poke, and I left it there for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
man.
That's aggressive.
That is definitely aggressive, right?
That is aggressive, aggressive.
Wow.
She said, I work in insurance. It's amazing how entitled people feel when it comes time to make a claim. My favorite line is, if you refer to your policy terms and conditions, specifically page such and such, section whatever, it clearly states blank.
I don't know. Like, Ashley, most insurance agents and insurance companies pretty widely disliked by most of their customers.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if you are, if that is them being entitled. Like, we just lost a whole bunch of stuff. I've been paying insurance for 28 years. I've never made a claim. Can you replace it?
Wesley said, I lived in a frat house with 6 other dudes 1 year in college. Although it didn't happen to me, this is the funniest and most petty thing I've ever seen. 2 of the guys didn't see eye to eye, so one of the 2 bought a cheap cut of meat and placed it in far back of the closet of the other guys he could find. It goes without saying that within a few weeks, the house was smelling fairly rancid. It was awful to walk into his room.
Yeah, it smells like a dead body.
What's up with rotten food?
See, I used to have friends that used to do that in college as well. They would prank each other, not like meat, because that's pretty awful.
Yeah,
but a bowl of milk or some. One of the guys had a slab of fish that smelled pretty terrible. Yeah. But you find it after like a day.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks. You left a piece of meat in there. Ugh.
When you were single, and you had your house a couple years back, or many years ago.
Careful with the story.
Yeah.
A couple friends of ours, we would go over your house, we'd drink and, you know, play pool or whatever we'd be doing.
Uh-huh.
I distinctly remember one night, though, we were drunk as hell, and one of our other friends hid like a sliced onion in one of your like potted plants.
Yeah. Let me guess, that was Matt.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Holly,
but onions don't really like. Yeah, I mean, it's more of a faint smell.
It's funny that you're telling me this because I never found the onion.
Oh, no.
Holly said, I kept a document open and ready to print on my desktop at all times. Anytime my nemesis got up to head over to the printer, I would send my document to print. F you, Martha. I got nothing but time.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, that's it. That is the level of pettiness. Beautiful.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
People don't actually do this, right? When it comes to being passive aggressive, Jimmy said lace their coffee with decaf and Benadryl.
I can't. Whoa. You can't drug somebody.
Yeah.
Can't drug somebody.
Taylor said, I never do it, but I always dream about following them home, figuring out where they sleep, then pooping in their bed. I know it's extreme. I would never do it, but I dream about it all the time. Troy said stink palm. Again, not very passive on the aggressive list.
I mean, that's the. I mean, that is a mutual assured destruction, too. Yeah. You know, that's...
I had a neighbor who was never home, so occasionally I would take their parking spots. They finally came home after months and yelled at me for like 20 minutes after I apologized and said that it wouldn't happen again, but continued to yell. So in my rebuttal, I left an apology on their note every single day for 2 weeks. And they never came home. All right.
You're apologizing. I was at the bank the other day, and a lady was in a very, very bad mood. And I was in an okay mood, but my passive-aggressive way to confront that is to ask them if they're okay and why they're having such a bad day. So Ooh. Then they have to argue with me and say, no, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm having a great day.
Oh, that's...
Yes, so then we get into a little back and forth.
Why is everybody at a bad mood at a bank?
Yeah.
Because you see your balance.
Is that why?
Yeah. One time I got into an argument with my neighbor at my crappy townhouse that I lived in. I found my neighbor's garage code, and he was always complaining about my TV being too loud and everything else. Well, he went to complain about it, so I would randomly open his garage door and close it. And if I saw that he was about to drive off, I would open his garage door again.
Damn.
And it drove him nuts. We moved out 6 months later, and I drove by just to check if the code had been changed. He never changed it.
If someone this one comes to us on our text line at 73100. If someone misspells my name on a work email, which my name is on, I'll start misspelling their name in all the emails after that until they get it right.
Andrew said, my office manager doesn't know how to turn on her computer monitor, so when she acts like a dick, I just turn it off and walk away, and then she has to start being nice, so I'll turn it back on for her.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, I've been wondering if anyone in any situation should tell their friends that they need to get their lives together. I know this guy who's 32, he's just not really going anywhere, and he's got great potential. He could have a great career if he wanted to. He could totally be getting lots of dates if he wanted to, but just no one is pushing him to get his crap together. So what do you think? Is this okay?
Message deleted.
Yeah, that's what friends are for. It shouldn't blow up a friendship to say, hey man, like, get your life together. And it depends on what level, right?
Yeah.
Like if they actually need help, like if they need to go to rehab or something, mm-hmm. That's what interventions are for, right? But if it's just like he's kind of slacking off, you just telling him to get his life together isn't going to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a real problem, that's one thing. If he's not dating or he's, you know, not advancing in his career, whatever. I mean, if it's not harmful behavior and you're just kind of lazy, whatever.
Yeah, let him live his best life. Why is he supposed to conform to your standards of living?
Yeah, like what you want in your life is definitely different than what he wants, and vice versa. And that's okay, but friends, real friends, like this is how you know if someone is really your friend or not, if they will call you on your BS.
Yeah.
And not just like one of those people who are just, you know, a-holes who are just like, I just tell it how it is. That's different. But if you've got a good relationship with somebody, they should be able to tell you without you getting, you know, losing your mind that you're acting like a fool, or you're doing something that, you know, like, hey, maybe you need to take a second and think about this, or settle down.
This is destructive behavior. Like, you're going to ruin your life if you keep this sort of stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real friend. It's
but,
like you said,
not to be confused with the person that tells themselves that they're just honest.
Yes.
Right.
But no, you're just an a-hole. All right. You just say things without thinking.
I have no filter, Dave.
Yeah,
I'm unfiltered.
It's because you're a douchebag.
I'm unfiltered like American spirits.
No, like a dirty bottle of water. You gross. Shut up and leave me alone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Remember that feeling you used to get on your first day of school and you couldn't wait to wear that specific outfit because it was just fine for you? Nowadays, as an adult, you realize that having the coolest outfit ain't so important. But when you were a kid, what was the coolest thing you couldn't wait to wear? Like, was it like the brand new Jordans or like the JNCO jeans? Do you remember what you guys used to wear?
Message deleted.
I never got the name brand stuff because I grew up in a family with six kids and not a lot of money. And so just the idea of having anything new was awesome.
Yeah.
Because we would always go shopping for back to school, but it was limited to, I think it was $40 was the total budget for each of us for back to school stuff.
Because you, I would imagine, like, when you have five brothers, because you, you know.
Four brothers and a sister.
Four brothers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Having that many, having that many boys, like, you know, so did your oldest brother always get the new stuff?
Yeah,
and I mean, then it trickled. Then it like trickled its way down.
So when the kids were younger, that's how it was. But then when it got to the point where, you know, you were in middle school and really self conscious, you needed a something new as well.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, just putting on even to this day, like one of the things that excites me the most. I love doing this when I'm about to go on vacation. I'll go shopping, but not for like new outfits. Like my wife likes to get like, oh, I have to get all these new dresses to go on vacation. Whatever. For me, I'll just go out and buy new underwear and new socks because I love when I'm on vacation going over to my suitcase and just plucking a brand new fresh pair of undies and a fresh pair of socks out for the day. I'm like, I'm ready.
Question.
Love it.
Do you even unbag the socks?
No. I leave it in the packaging, the whole thing, because I can just go over and take that brand.
Nicely packed.
The smell of opening up that little plastic bag. That's when my underwear comes in.
I feel like, wow, I don't know. I like to wash my underwear before I wear it.
Nope.
Yeah, socks?
No, I've never done that. No.
Why? Why would you do that?
I just do.
It ruins the brand new feel. Yeah. They're really tight.
Then it smells like my washing machine.
They just really hold on to you like they love you.
My washing machine smells wonderful. It smells like fabric softener and cleaner.
Yeah, like, but it's like your scent, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're familiar with that
scent. Yeah, I like it to be a new scent.
Yeah, it's brand new to me.
Somebody else is wearing those underwear.
What? It's in a sealed bag.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You don't know.
Yes,
you don't know.
I do. You can't.
Have you not seen all the craze that's going around? People licking the Bluebell ice cream, spitting in the Arizona tea.
I tell you
what.
Putting
on I'm doing other that people's today. Underwear
if,
and farting.
If you want to put on my, if you want to lick the butt of my underwear and then put it back in the bag, go for it. That normally costs $40.
And to circle back around to Andy's question, what item of clothes was I most excited to wear?
I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, wait,
what?
Thinking about Dave's underwear.
My LA Gear regulators, which I know you had a pair too.
Mine were hand-me-downs.
Okay.
My uncle sent those, same awesome uncle who sent me the original Nintendo.
Whew.
Oof, man. Uncle Bob, RIP, you're the best. But yeah, he sent me a pair of LA Gear regulators because they were purple and green, and my cousin who he bought them for didn't like them. And so instead of returning him, he sent him to me, but it didn't matter even a little bit, man.
The best.
Hell yeah.
Had the pump on it and everything.
I found a picture of myself wearing my LA Gear regulators.
I bet you look like a boss,
didn't
you?
And I'm wearing like a Desert Storm tank top.
Oh, yeah.
A Desert Storm tank top.
What the hell? I mean, that's
how long. You're like LA Gear regulators in war.
Please leave a message.
A different time.
Yeah, I got a question for David Mahoney. If you guys had a song that became a one-hit wonder, would you try to make another song, or would you just get out of the game, go out on top?
Message deleted.
I don't feel like anyone that has a one-hit wonder intentionally gets out of the game, so just go ahead and make another one, see if it might be another hit, and it probably won't, and everyone will always remember you for that one song anyhow.
If you have a one-hit wonder, the one good thing about that is that you can get booked at all sorts of like clubs around the country and just play that one song and be done.
Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
I feel like Lil Nas X is he's a young man.
Yeah. Sure.
If you've not heard his album, it's Hot Fire, whole thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Hot Fire.
All right. Yeah, but no, I mean Lil Nas X. He's playing at Coachella, and he's gonna be down at the Palms.
It's too early to say if he's a one hit wonder.
No,
though.
No, but I'm saying like
nothing's gonna get bigger than Old Town Road.
That's what
though.
I'm saying. It's like you need just one hit, and then you can live off that for years.
He's been number one for, I think, 15 weeks now.
Which is still number one?
It's still number one, like in the Hot 100, which is just him and Billy Ray Cyrus, the remix.
Yeah, don't forget Billy Ray.
You can't.
Good for you, Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Feel like we were on that early.
Straight banger.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Some people don't know this, but us as radio personalities, we take an oath when we first sign up for this job. We have to put our hand on a piece of lasagna and swear that we will always look out for the public interest in ways that we may not expect.
Yours was a piece of lasagna. Mine was a stack of some dude's dad's penthouse and Playboy magazines from the 70s.
Whatever you hold dear, that's what you swear in on, baby. You do you, man. Well, the Misconnection Inspection is about helping people find love. And today we have a number of interesting postings from the Misconnection portion of Craigslist, which is now under the community section. And Ian, I would say that it's a smorgasbord of different people looking for love in different ways today.
It is, Dave. And let me tell you, especially in Las Vegas, I have found that just a lot of people are looking to hook up on misconnections, and they take those down very quickly. It is misconnections, guys. We're here for love. We're not here for a good time.
Is casual encounters still a thing?
No. Casual encounters went away a long time ago.
Got that out of there.
Because that was just straight up hookerville.
That's all it was.
Yeah. That was just, it's just this many roses.
I thought it was for florists.
Why so many roses? And what's with this chick asking for tulips? This first one's entitled, Woman Running at the Gym. Amazing, and you were running the track. You were wearing pink and blue, had tattoos on your arms. You're in great shape. I was getting ready for my game. I'm intrigued and would love to talk to you, but it's complicated. Hit me up.
Oh.
That means I've got a wife and kids.
But it's complicated. You know.
You get it.
She doesn't get me, but you.
You,
your
pink and blue running. You know, I'm an athlete, too. Getting ready for my game.
What is some crappy pickup game, a horse? Loser.
Hit me up.
This one is entitled, We Met at a Fundraiser. I met you and your wife at a fundraiser tonight. My husband and I have an open marriage, and I'm working on how to communicate that to people I meet who I feel might be interested. You're really cute. If you happen to see this and would like to talk to me, tell me what the fundraiser was and what you do for a living.
That one's not so creepy.
How do you communicate that, though? If you're in an open marriage, I feel like it's such a gamble, right? Because either this couple's being friendly or they want a bone. There's no in between, right?
I mean, where is the in-between on those
there
two?
There is no in-between. Yeah, it's like, let's all just make out and see where it goes.
I feel like if you are in that type of relationship, you got to be open about it.
You got to be ballsy, right?
Yeah. You can't be like ashamed of what you're doing. You got to just be like, hey, man, we're into this. You want to do it?
You just got to start the conversation by like, y'all want to get in a hot tub together? Because everyone knows what that means, right?
Yeah. We got a hot tub back at the apartment.
We got a hot tub back at the house, yeah. It's normally pretty clear by about 11 o'clock if y'all want to hit it up. I got a couple of bottles of Yellowtail.
Anybody who has an above ground hot tub is a swinger.
Yes.
For
no
sure.
Doubt.
Yes. For sure. I mean, like, if you have an in-ground spa, you're classy.
Yeah.
But an above ground hot tub. 100%.
Yeah.
Might as well just
drop a comment and be like, I have an above ground hot tub and I don't have a cover over it. Sometimes the neighbors can see, but I don't mind. This next one, rather odd. It's called Lost Connection, Master Charles. That's the headline.
Okay.
And then the whole write-up said, I am looking for Master Charles. Please contact me. That's it.
You're taking more of a like a kung fu angle on this. I feel like this is more of like a BDSM.
Oh.
I'm
looking for Master Charles.
I'm looking for Master Charles. Please contact me. I don't deserve to be contacted, but
though it would be cool if he was a kung fu master.
Yeah. Sensei Charles.
Charles
emails back.
Sensei Charles just drop kicks you in the face. You like that?
Does a backflip into the hot tub in his gi?
Things are about to get a little gi around here. Oh, Master Charles.
Want to see me break some wood?
This one's called Naturist Doing Yoga. You are the long-haired guy doing semi-naked yoga in the park and making a spectacle of yourself.
God.
Hot. Contact me.
That's got to be a guy for a guy, right?
It's got to be, right?
Guy for a guy. There's no woman on the planet who sees any of us, any dude, ever doing half-naked yoga in a public place.
That's hot.
Yeah, zero chance of that.
This one, single mom at Lee's, we talked about scotch. This one's kind of nice, though. We were looking at scotch, and you said that you liked a variety. So do I, winky smiley face. You told me you have an unopened bottle of 12-year at home. Your ex left it 10 years ago. He didn't want it. And it's mostly untouched, 15, and you're interested in sharing it with, quote, the right guy. I would love to be that guy. Bro, if you did, you missed the boat on this.
Seriously.
Sitting there looking at scotch, talking about how she has a bottle at home and she wants to share it with the right guy. I mean, this was...
about her ex. Like, dude, missed the ball on that one.
Hello.
Sir.
I mean, a bottle of 12-year that's 10 years old.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, that's going to be... all oxidized and stuff.
Yeah.
But, dude, you had your shot. How, like, this is the thing. Have you ever thought?
I like how you put that it was mostly untouched. She's like, it's mostly untouched like me. Emphasis on mostly.
How many times is this guy going to replay that scenario in his head?
I know.
Yeah.
Is there a scenario in either of your lives where, like, there was a chance that you had and that you didn't realize it in the moment, but then after the fact you realized that, like, this is what was going down and I had my shot and missed it?
Sure. Yep. I think all of us have moments like that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got one. That is probably
last night when my wife said she had a headache. I'm like, you don't have a headache. Wait a minute. Wamboozled again.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So the idea behind Dirty Laundry is for Ian to go out to laundromats around Las Vegas and talk to people who are sitting there waiting for their clothes to be cleaned. Because traditionally, you know, you've gone through all the social media, you've checked your email, you're kind of bored, you don't really have much to do on your phone after that. And it's an opportunity for Ian to get them to open up, to reveal their deepest, darkest secrets that they haven't told anyone else ever in a segment called Dirty Laundry. Now, Ian has stumbled across this bar laundromat combination, which has proved time and time again to just be a hotbed of interesting individuals.
It is, Dave. It is just a pool of interesting people at the bar laundromat. And I met probably one of the most attractive people I've ever seen walk into that building not too long ago.
And you're being serious about her.
I'm very serious about this. Guys, she very, very skinny. I would say early 20s.
Early 20s.
Had a model face. Very,
beautiful face,
very
all right.
Thin.
What color hair?
She had darker flowing hair that was just washed, it looked like. She was very clean, very well put together.
Are you in love?
Junk,
like, what's
in
going
the
on
trunk.
Here?
She a working girl?
No, she wasn't. No, she was not a working girl.
What was she doing there?
She was actually over there because she has a friend that lives in that area.
But she really stood out because traditionally this is not the sort
of
place
always
where
mutants.
Model-esque.
Always mutants, cretins.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. So I saw her. I immediately honed in. It was like she was glowing, and
was
I floated
it,
over to her.
Was it difficult striking up a conversation with her because she's actually the sort of person that always gets hit on?
No, I didn't find it that difficult. And usually with people, very attractive people like that, Dave, they look at me as harmless. They know I'm not hitting on them. They know I'm just there for nice casual conversation.
Now, from the sounds of it, it sounds like you wouldn't have minded hitting on her.
Oh, no.
All right.
I did a little bit. I'll be completely honest with you. But turns out she is insane.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, she is crazy. Yes. She told me a story about a boyfriend of hers, and now, she says she's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, she's, like, traveled the world, but she wanted to do something very bad just to experience it, and unfortunately,
she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did, because I have her Instagram, and she's on top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
You sure it's just not some good Photoshop?
Guys, why are you doubting me?
All right, let's just have a
you
listen.
You know
Dirty Laundry.
So I'm here for another edition of Dirty Laundry. I'm outside the bar laundromat, and I've met probably hands down the most attractive patron to the bar laundromat I've ever met in my entire life. And you have a story. You did something to your ex, didn't you?
Well, he was my boyfriend at that time.
Okay, but he's your ex now. What did you do?
So I became really good friends with his sister, and we thought of a plan just to be funny and, you know, experience. We like that. So we planned to just rob him and steal his wallet and just run away. So we went to this little, like, Halloween costume stuff, and we bought, like, wigs, we bought sunglasses, we bought new outfits. We did our makeup differently to, like, really look completely different. And his sister had a taser too, so we're like, oh, this will be easier.
Why did you want to do this? What is so attractive about the idea of armed robbery?
Oh, I just wanted to do it. It's just like, I've seen it, it's funny, and it's just like, his sister was crazy, and she's done some crazy stuff too, and I was like, you know what, any experience, I want to do it. You're like, you have to offer it for me, I'm going to do it. It had to be someone I know, so I knew he wouldn't call the cops, like.
Did it happen?
Yes, it did. So he was going to work, he worked at this sushi place, so I knew what time he came off, and every time he goes off, he sits in the back just waiting for me to pick him up. So we decided, and he didn't know that I would have, like, two people, so it would be the perfect plan. So we went up to him, we tased him. I was trying to beat him up, but I was, like, so scared, but I was like, just do it. So I beat him up. I knew where he puts his wallet. It's always in his back pocket. I took his wallet. It was just so smooth. We ran away. We went in the car, and we started dying. We were just like, oh my gosh. He didn't, like, pass out or anything, so that was good.
You actually tased your own boyfriend? Yes.
No, no, that was his sister. I had nothing to do with that.
Sure.
I allowed it.
Now, did he ever find out that it was you?
I told him.
So you told him.
I'm an honest girlfriend.
You're an honest girlfriend that lets her boyfriend be tased.
So I had to pick him up.
How long did the relationship last after that?
Oh, a year.
An entire year.
Yes. Yeah. He loves me. I'm a great person.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What? Yeah, a great person.
She must be fantastic in bed.
That's what I'm saying, Dave. That's what I'm saying.
Stay away.
Ian.
Stay away
from this girl.
Stay far away.
Stay away.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So Kanye West has his sneaker brand and arguably the ugliest shoes that have ever been created. But what the hell do I know? His company is now worth $1 billion, according to Forbes. His stupid, ugly sneakers.
The Yeezys? I mean, Yeezys. They're one of the most popular shoes in the world.
They're terrible looking.
I agree. I'm a Jordan guy, but I mean, I think that's because I'm older. I think those are not for us.
Do you ever really see people wearing Yeezys, though?
I mean, yeah.
Do you?
I mean, not people that I'm friends with, because I'm friends with a lot of older people, you know, but. Well,
okay, so if I came over to your house on a given Saturday to watch the fights or whatever, and I was wearing Yeezys, what would you think?
I wouldn't care. I mean, whatever, man. If it makes you.
Could I pull off Yeezys, you think?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah?
Really, I think so.
Think so?
Mahoney, okay. Not so much.
I'm a Jordan guy. I'm a Jordan guy.
You're a Jordan guy that never wears Jordans.
I do when I'm like. Going to like impress somebody, or if I'm going like if we have an interview.
Is that why you never wear them around here?
Yeah, I don't need to impress anybody around here. But if I'm going to like if I was single or if I'm going to a place where I need to like present myself.
That's how you know if Mahoney ever rolls up wearing Jordans to your event, it means something.
If he wears the
Converse with the hole in the side and his little toe sticking out, is that what you have on today?
Yeah, I have
you can't lift
on
your
every
leg.
Day.
You can't lift your leg up high enough to show me. There it goes.
Good extension. Nice.
These are the John Varvatos ones that they don't make anymore. These are like 12 years old. My wife wants me to throw these away.
Those are, man.
Yeah, dude.
Your toe is popping out the side of them.
Whatever, man. Like, they're still good shoes.
Get rid of those. Come on.
They're still good shoes.
They're not good shoes. Your foot is falling out of them.
I've had these shoes for 12 years.
I can clearly tell that you've had them for 12 years. It's time to get you some Yeezys.
So now it's worth. I'm not. I won't support Kanye West.
Why?
I just don't. I'm not a fan of his design first and foremost. And like I said, I'm a Jordan guy. I like Jordan ones. I like Jordan I like Jordan ones, threes, fours, fives, and 13s. 13s being my favorite.
So Nicki Minaj has done the right thing, which I think is the first time I've ever said those words.
What'd she do?
She said she can't, in her right conscience, perform in Saudi Arabia later this month. So she dropped out of an event due to personal concerns about their human rights violations that are so evident in that country.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific how they treat women in that country. It's pretty horrific how they treat the press. It's pretty horrific how they treat anyone who is not a part of basically the royal family in Saudi Arabia. It's just unfortunate that it's such a horrible country that has so much money that they can pretty much do whatever they want. You know,
she added, while I want nothing more than to bring my show to fans in Saudi Arabia, after better educating myself on the issues, I believe it is important to make my support clear for the rights of women, the LGBTQ community, and expression, freedom of expression. So good on you, Nikki.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Nicki Minaj, but you know what? Good on you for getting educated on what that country's about and not taking their blood money.
So Friends, everyone knows that they're leaving Netflix, but now we know where they're going. They're going to go to Warner Media's HBO Max streaming service in 2020.
Which I've never even heard of, but I mean, I imagine it's going to be what all-encompassing of all the Warner Brothers properties, because HBO, Cinemax, I think TBS and all the Turner networks all fall under that Warner Media umbrella.
Yeah, so they'll have the rights, the exclusive rights, to stream all of the 236 episode of Friends. Will roll off of Netflix in 2020. We're sorry to see Friends go to Warner streaming service at the beginning of 2020. Netflix tweeted, "Thanks for the memories, gang."
So HBO will be on there. The Cartoon Network, Friends, all the CW stuff. It's we have passed the golden age of
streaming.
When
it was just Netflix, and then Netflix
and Hulu
had to compete with Hulu, and now Disney Plus is coming. And as a parent, definitely Disney Plus. No question about that.
They've given us a good price point on HBO, or excuse me, on Disney Plus, and I'm sure it will go up over time. But what, coming in at what, $5 or $6.99 a month to start is pretty solid.
I've gotten to the point where I'm still paying for everything. Like, I'm still paying my normal DirecTV bill. Same. And those services. But I just subscribed to CBS All Access as well.
Why?
Because there's a couple of shows on there that I like. I like Big Brother, okay, and The Amazing Race. And Survivor.
Are you watching NCIS?
Are you watching?
I just started NCIS.
Are you watching old episodes of those?
No. So like, there's a new season of Big Brother that's currently on.
Is it only on that HBO?
I'm trying to figure out. Like, it really has gotten to the point, because it started out as I'd watch DirecTV more, and then I'd switch over to streaming service from time to time, and now I can't even really tell you the last time outside of live sporting events that I flipped over to cable.
Yeah.
To watch it. And so I'm kind of at that point now. Like, I didn't think that I'd be a cord cutter, but as they're talking about more of these services picking up, if somebody gets the what DirecTV has right now is the Sunday Ticket, it's game over for me.
Isn't CBS 8, Channel 8 here in Las Vegas, aren't they like off of DirecTV right now?
Are they?
I think there was something that was going on. I know there was a dispute.
I don't know if they figured that out yet or not, but
it just is obscene, like, that the technology has increased to the way where it has, but the price is just. I looked at my DirecTV bill the other day, and I was blown away. Like, literally, it was $174.
What?
And there was no pay per views on there. Zero pay per views, and I go, man, I gotta.
I was actually over at your house on Saturday, and I did get a couple of those.
The adult
horny
feature.
Housewives.
Nice.
When you scroll past HBO and Cinemax into that weird 600 channel.
You're like, can you even advertise the Dildo Olympics? Like, what is that? That's so creepy, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We got it. I can't cut the cord without sports. There needs to be a sports network.
DAZN was just talking about adding hockey rights to theirs. So that's another $20.
I already paid for it, so. Yeah.
You pay for DAZN?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Love Bellator. Support my boy Ryan Couture.
There you go.
That's right.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Justin is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of Alternative Theater. Good morning to you, Justin. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. We had another Justin that played the movie quote quiz earlier today, and he won, so don't screw it up for the Justins who are batting 1,000 today, okay?
Hey, no pressure.
No pressure. Have you ever been in a thespian experience before?
Unfortunately, I have not.
Have you ever witnessed a thespian experience in your comings and goings?
I may have, here or there.
Yeah.
He likes
well, we are a big fan of the theater, and we have dedicated our lives to the craft, and we plan on giving you a performance of a lifetime today, so do not interrupt us while we are in the throes of our passions.
So here's how it works. We're going to be acting out these songs. They're all popular alternative songs. We're just going to perform the lyrics for you in as dramatic way as we can. You're just trying to get the artist and the song. If you do, it's a full point. If you get the artist or the song, it's a half point. If you get two out of the three, then you are going to win today. We'll set you up with some tickets to go see Beck and KG Elephant. If you renounce the fact that it is Bossy Rossi's 3-year anniversary show right now.
I definitely renounce that. His anniversary was like 2 months ago from what I heard.
That's right. His stupid anniversary of 3 years was back in May.
It's his birthday.
Nobody cared then.
Birthday quarter.
Nobody cares now. All right, here we go with song number one again. We'll tell you when we're done. Please do not interrupt. Mahoney will lose his mind.
Act one. Scene one.
I was walking down the street when out of the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me.
She said, I have never seen a man who looks so all alone and could use a little company.
If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice. But can you go and send me on my way?
I said, you're such a sweet young thing. Why do you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said.
No, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
I've got bills to pay. I've got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. And see.
Hey, man, not too early.
That was hot.
don't spend it all now. All right, Justin, over to you. Do you have a guess for us?
The song is Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, and for some reason the band is escaping me. It was Throes of the Thespian Experience, and I am not able to remember the
Okay, band. No problem. Half point there.
Half point.
That is a Cage Elephant, and you're playing to win tickets to Cage Elephant.
Yeah, Cage Elephant. That's what I was, yeah.
Damn it, Justin.
Got the half point, though.
Do you want to go here? You got a half
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Act two.
I'm packed, and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She's living. She's golden.
And you went there way too fast. I wasn't ready. I was just clearing my throat still.
Hey, man.
Damn it. And she lives for me. She says she lives for me.
Ovation. She's got her own motivation.
She comes around. And she goes down on me. And I make her smile.
It's like a drug for you. Do ever what you want to do. All right, didn't see. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I don't expect that you're going to get this at all, Justin. Totally screwed that up.
It's real bad.
Any guesses?
I'm having a rough time on that one. I feel like it's a Blink 182 song, and I don't know the name.
Yeah, no, it's not. That was actually Semi Charmed Life from Third Eye Blind. It's Yeah, it's a lot harder when you don't hear the music with that one. The lyrics are a mess.
Yeah. I didn't know we were going upbeat.
My bad. That was good.
It was a tribute to the methamphenomy that song is about.
Yeah. I thought we were going more of a classic
thespian approach. All right, here we
towards
go.
That.
Here
I mean,
we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Bad acting partner.
Scene three.
All right, here we go. Getting born in the state of Mississippi.
Papa was a couple. And her mama was a hippie.
In Alabama, she could swing a hammer.
Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. Put together.
She never knew that there was anything more than poor.
Why in the world does your company take me for?
Black bandana, sweet Louisiana.
Robbing all the bank in the state of Indiana. And see. Yeah, it's a little True Detective.
That was good.
Yeah, wow, we haven't cut our southern chops in a while. Okay.
All right, over to you, Justin.
All right, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's Danny California.
My bad.
Yes. Oh, all right. Full point.
I mean, that was I don't think we've ever done our southern
accent.
Not an alternative theater, but we could definitely play some like 1930s guys from the South.
Down in the South, yeah, sweet Louisiana, black bandana.
Since we are mixing things up quite a bit today, and you've been such a good contestant, we'll give you a bonus.
We'll give you a bonus, yeah.
We'll give you a bonus, Justin. So you either need the artist or the song.
Just need a half point here for the win.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay.
So, you want to be a rock superstar? And live large, a big house, five cars, you're in charge.
Coming up in the world! Don't trust nobody! Gotta look over your shoulder! Constantly!
I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up to the rock crowds, make money!
Chill! With the homies! Sign autographs! And whatever the people want from me! It's funny!
And for the win!
Cypress Hill, rock superstar.
Did it.
You're the best. Okay.
Love it.
Nothing's going to keep you down.
Wow.
You're the best.
I'm spent today. That was quite the adventure.
Well, I light up this smoke over here, Justin. Tell me about your first thespian experience.
I mean, I'm jacked right now. That was awesome.
What?
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So a Utah Senator Mike Lee, said that Snapchat and Instagram are, quote, strip clubs for kids.
You've never been to a strip club, Mr. Senator Mike Lee. This is not like a state senator. This is like a real senator.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of the 100 people who are in the Senate.
Yeah, who control the entire country in many ways.
Yeah. Yep.
So, cool. Glad you think that way. Protecting innocence in a digital world is what he is trying to do. And look, we all worry about the idea, as you know, a parent. Yeah. I've got a couple of young daughters. You worry about the idea of everything being available for kids, no matter how many protections you put in place. Because if some other kid's parents don't put those protections into place and anyone has access to a phone that has the internet on it, you literally can see whatever you want whenever you want. It is a more challenging time. It's a different time. Our parents used to literally be able to regulate everything that we saw to a degree. There was like the one friend whose dad had a collection of Penthouse magazines, and you would find that. But up until that point, like, you'd never seen a boob before.
I mean, I feel like we started seeking that out, you know, when we were, you know, pretty young.
Yeah.
Like you know, middle school, even at the end.
But they tried to control all of that stuff, right?
They tried, but I mean, here's the difference. I think where Senator Mike Lee goes wrong, where is the personal responsibility for making sure, like, that your kids aren't on there? Like, that's your responsibility as a parent.
You give them a phone.
You give them the access to it. You pay for the internet. There's 10 different steps that you have to go through to get someone to either Snapchat or to get them to an Instagram. So, and that's why I don't want. Like, where does the government have a place in regulating this?
They don't. That's exactly where I was going with this too. And I'm glad that you said that, because as a parent, I don't think that I need the government involved in that. And I don't think that you can regulate behavior in 2019, like you used to be able to regulate behavior even in 1999. The world has just changed. You need to educate. You need to help people understand there are certain things out there that aren't reality. And yeah, whether that's a violent video game or a video on Pornhub, like, you just really have to just be honest about how things are in this day and age, because trying to just block access, you're never going to win that race.
I feel like that's been the story of our whole lives. At least when you and I are growing up, we grew up in the 80s. You know, they were saying video games were going to ruin us. They were saying the internet was going to ruin us. There are people who have problems, and these are things that they can latch onto. But they were doing that long before the internet and video games and magazines and apps, right, and all, yeah, that sort. There's, yeah, always going to be that. I don't think that the government, and especially Senator Mike Lee, has any idea what the hell he's talking about. I think that these companies need to be regulated as a whole, but the content that they're doing is that's a whole different story. Like, our privacy should be our privacy, but if we choose to get on there, we should be able to see what we want to see.
So authorities have discovered nearly $4 million on an abandoned boat in Puerto Rico. Uh-oh.
You think it was really $4 million?
It was really $7 million. Yeah, they're like, hey, 40. I found $4 million over here.
I mean, that still sounds like a lot, right?
It's a lot of money.
But I mean,
$3.7 million specifically. They found five duffel bags stuffed with $3.7 million in cash. So somebody's in trouble. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, along with the DEA, made the seizure after tracking the vessel that was traveling without lights from Puerto Rico to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Turn your lights on.
Did you see the story about the billion-dollar drug bust?
The billion-dollar one. Are you talking about all the cocaine that was off of Pennsylvania, whatever it was?
This one just happened about 18 hours ago.
Oh, really? No, another one?
Yeah, it was an MSC container ship. $1 billion on it.
Wow.
$1 billion worth of drugs on a container ship that federal agents ended up seizing. So it was absolutely nuts. Bad news for J.P. Morgan. They own that ship.
Oh, whoops. Whoa.
Yeah.
So there was actually people that were on this boat. The agents closed in on these guys, fled the scene. Inside the boat, the duffel bags of cash were recovered, along with a pistol and 63 rounds of ammunition. We remain committed to working with the federal and local law enforcement partners to detect and defer smuggling efforts throughout the Caribbean, said Johnny Morales, the director of Air and Marine Operations, that made the bust.
What are you going to do with that money?
Yeah.
Hey.
What you doing with that money?
What's going on with it? That's a lot of money.
You know how you always talk about how it's such a travesty that, you know, the government has to pay these fines because it's taxpayer dollars? Not always. Sometimes it's drug. It's just drug money. They just seize the money, and yep, it goes into some slush fund, and then they'll use it to pay fines and things like that.
Well, I get that, but also, you know, that money could be used for good things.
Okay, like, here we go.
Education.
Okay, here we go. Education.
Okay.
somebody's wife is in education. No, oh, trying to lobby for a raise. We get it.
Let's just use the Coke money. Come on.
Give me the Coke money. I want the Coke money. I paid good money for the Coke money back in the 20s. When I was in my 20s. I invested in that. Where's the return? Mm-hmm. So a man jumps into Niagara Falls and manages to somehow survive without minor injuries.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He escaped.
Was he drunk?
Was he in a barrel?
Yeah. It happened at 4 a.m. on Tuesday. So, yes. I'm going to guess.
He's gotta be.
When officers arrived, they say the man jumped into the river and was swept over the waterfall. They found him a short time later sitting on the rocks below the falls at the water's edge. According to the cops, wasn't seriously injured.
How?
I have no idea.
How do you fall off one of the biggest waterfalls in the world and you're fine?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess that this guy probably isn't that long for this world, though. If he's doing stuff like that,
yeah,
and then he survives this with just minor injuries, like, that is a false sense of security, man. Like, this dude is toast.
You sneeze the wrong way and people die. Like, seriously, have you ever heard that? Seen that? Like, you sneeze and you knock a, like, a, you know, a blood clot loose and it just...
Poof. And it kills you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. So the Swiss Air Force accidentally did a flyover at a yodeling event, and I just love this so much. The commander of the Swiss Air Force acrobatics team has apologized after a flyby on Saturday was meant to have taken place over the birthplace of a Swiss aviation pioneer that was being held nearby, but instead they accidentally buzzed a yodeling event that was going on.
I feel like that's, like, who's mad at that, you know?
Right?
I mean,
it's badass.
It really messed up their yodeling. Would you like to hear the audio?
Sure.
Hell yeah, you would. First off, kick-ass yodeling.
Right?
That is great yodeling.
I don't know if that's great
yodeling. That is great yodeling. I feel like that's... Secondly, you're spot on, Mahoney. The flyby made it even somehow cooler.
Yes.
I mean, the EDM yodeling is not my thing.
No, let's jam it one more time even louder. Here we go.
I just imagine a bunch of just drugged out Swedes at this yodeling. They're all on Molly, you know. Just oh man, this EDM yoga or yodeling is awesome.
Let me see if I can make it even cooler somehow. Okay, ready?
No,
that worked.
That kicked ass, man.
We got 8 sound effects. We got to step up our production on the show. We got 8 sound effects.
Whoa! Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, since you hate it so much, here's the bad dad joke of the day. Why did the little girl throw a stick of butter? Because she wanted to see a butterfly.
Message deleted.
It's not bad.
You're not annoying me. You're just making yourself look bad, man. You are.
Says a guy wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt with a pair of Chucks that are 12 years old with half his foot hanging out the side.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
man.
You're making yourself look bad.
I don't care how I look. I'm living. I'm comfortable as hell.
I can tell. Yes. You haven't showered in three days.
When you can transcend or ascend to this level of comfort, you will understand. But you, sir, are still wrapped up by the constructs of society and your own insecurity with all the threads that you wear on your body.
No, actually, it's pretty comfortable over
not
here. Just you know. Not dressed like a 72-year-old.
Do you have silk on your nipples right now?
No.
I bet you
don't. Why'd you have to describe it like that?
Actually, I do.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I've been wondering if anyone in any situation should tell their friends that they need to get their lives together.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that earlier, and I would agree that, yes, you should always tell your friends to get their lives together.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was having an issue with my laptop at work and couldn't get a hold of IT. They just weren't answering, weren't responding, didn't take it serious. So I'm in charge of the EC systems. So I shut down their AC system when they called because it was too hot. I'm like, hey, I'm glad you guys called. I'm having this issue. If you could help me out, it would sure make it easier for me to fix your problem. So they took care of it.
Message deleted.
Oh, that is a dangerous game to play. The AC versus the IT. I mean, considering that we all live in Las Vegas, I'd say that you have the upper hand. But come winter months, IT, it seems like they would wait and plot their revenge and be vindictive when you least expected it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those things where they know where all the bodies are hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know if you are screwing off, if you're spending hours and hours on Reddit while you're working or what you're doing when you're not, you know, they have access.
Is it ethical for companies to track what you're doing? I mean, it's their computer, right? But is it ethical for them to actually track the websites you're going to and everything else?
I mean, if you're working for a company, I mean, it depends on the type of contracts you sign. I would, if I was working for a company that did that, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
But I also say, in the same vein, I have my own computer. I bring my own computer. I don't like any company provided phones, computers, any of that stuff, because they can go through your phone. At any point, they can go through your email,
yep.
that sort of thing. I don't search out on my work computer anything that is risque in any sense of the word. You know, because
dildo tectonics.
That's for work, Dave. That's for work.
It's for work. It's important.
It's the future of the internet.
After the tone.
Hey guys, good morning. I was just wondering, would you guys rather get a Stone Cold Stunner or a Stink Face from Rikishi? And I know you guys are all big, tall, handsome guys, so we'll just assume that Steve Austin is like the same height as you guys to, you know, to execute the perfect Stone Cold Stunner.
Message deleted.
I'd take the Stink Face.
No way.
Yeah, yep. Stink Face.
Yeah, no, I'm at the age now where a Stone Cold Stunner would wreck me for months, if not forever.
Yeah.
The president took a Stone Cold Stunner. Do you not remember?
Yeah, and look how well that turned out.
I mean, he didn't see
it. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
He was much older than we are. That's all I'm saying.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, would it surprise you that it is only Wednesday and we already have a blooper reel for this week?
It's Wednesday already?
I think so. Pretty sure it's Wednesday.
Really?
Yep. It's Wednesday the 10th.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Already have a blooper reel.
Is that possible?
Yep.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
See, yeah. Lots of Dave Mahoney super soft t-shirts.
Sure, yeah, super soft. Yeah.
I mean,
really just nice.
Sweating the valley with a Fuhrer.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
A Fuhrer?
A Fuhrer.
What? With a Hitler? What are you talking about, man?
A Fuhrer. Fuhrer, sweating the valley with a fart cure.
He said, "I'm either prepared or resourceful, a little bit of both, I suppose. Between my propane standby generator, the wall of bottled water, and having about 5,000 gallons of water in my above ground pool, my propane standby generator."
That's a dick move. But not as big of a dick move as the people who were shooting off mowers in my neighborhood in Mountain's Edge.
Mowers.
Don't you be shooting off them mowers.
People who were shooting off mowers in my neighborhood in Mountain's Edge.
Mowers.
They have a big menu, okay? Give us time to look it over. In all caps. My mother was very annoyed. She went up to the person at the front and asked if we could change servers.
Mortars in my neighborhood in Mountain's Edge.
Mortars. My propane standby generator. She went on to
F-U-R-R-O-R. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We're really bad at our jobs.
Impressive.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report. Well, look,
this just turned out to be a prank gone wrong. This guy was just trying to have a good time, okay?
Is this another one of those YouTube pranksters, Dave?
Now, a little different. A Florida man was arrested after reportedly lighting firecrackers under a sleeping child's bed.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, okay, well, look, is this like the uncle or something like that? A little too much to drink. No. This is a 44-year-old man by the name of Matthew Morrison. He is facing charges for burglary, child cruelty without great harm, and possession of a controlled substance. The man lives in a tent outside of the home where the incident took place on Saturday. He reportedly went inside without permission and threw a string of lit firecrackers under the bed of a sleeping 9-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
Neat meth head dude who lives in the tent out back comes into the house unannounced and decides to prank the sleeping 9-year-old girl. The homeowner chased the Florida man out with a stick. The little girl told deputies that she, of course, was terrified. And she was crying and shaking, and he said it was just a prank gone wrong. Uh-huh. Deputies found 2 grams of meth in his pocket.
Oh!
Super.
Lovely. I mean, I bet that does wonders for your home property value. Well, this is the, you know, this is the foyer. We've got 3 full baths, a half bath down in the entryway. And, that's Larry the meth head who lives in a tent in our backyard.
So cops tried to buy some jet skis from OfferUp, and the seller turned out to be an armed robber. They made a plan to buy some jet skis from a seller on OfferUp when they showed up. Turns out that, yep, that's the guy they were looking for. It was an armed robber. About 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, the cops showed up, made prior arrangements for the purchase of the jet skis. When they showed up, they were approached by a man with a semi-automatic pistol. That's when the deputies decided to reveal their secret. They were not actual buyers of the jet ski. They were undercover cops. They pulled out their guns, ended up shooting the dude, non-life-threatening injuries. And he's getting sent to jail.
Were there actual jet skis involved in this, though?
There was actual jet skis that were for sale.
Do the cops take them out on the weekend? You know, have a little time.
Oh, automatically.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to see a cop show that is all based on the water, where all they ride is jet skis.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh yeah,
jet skis
and one hovercraft that they can call in case it goes landbound, so we can keep rolling. We got to keep rolling.
I feel like it all could take place on a lake somewhere, and like Lake Havasu would be the perfect,
great spot for it.
Yeah.
So police say that a man broke into a home in Gresham, Oregon, ate a cupcake, put on a woman's Christmas onesie, and started to pet her cat.
Okay.
The Gresham police said the burglar happened upon the house at 3:45 p.m. last Sunday. The homeowners told officers they came home to find the house damaged and items outside that didn't belong to them. They also heard some rustling around in the crawl space. And when they looked in the crawl space, they saw a cat wearing a shirt. They also heard something that sounded like a larger cat. The owners called cops, and when officers arrived at the scene, a man emerged from the crawl space wearing that Christmas onesie.
Yeah. Is that like a Christmas onesie? Are we thinking like the ones with the butt flaps?
Oh, it's got to have the butt flap.
He was identified as the 38-year-old Ryan Bishop, and he had his cat named Spaghetti with him.
Spaghetti had a shirt on.
Spaghetti was wearing a shirt. Oh, my God. What a great story.
I mean, are you more weirded out by the cat with the shirt or the random guy wearing your Christmas onesie that was in the attic?
Oh, man, it's tough to say. Final one here. This one somehow is better. Law enforcement in Northland, which is in Missouri, relied on some basic senses over the weekend to help them track down an alleged criminal. A spokesperson for the county sheriff's office posted a photo on Facebook of the search and added that while the officials were searching, the person that they were looking for passed gas so loudly that it gave away his hiding spot. We got to give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff him out, the department head said.
Oh, come on, guys.
Really?
You send the dogs in after that? You send the dog? Will a dog ever recover if you fart directly in his face?
Dog's just like,
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, some tickets for NBA Summer League for the first person with the correct answer to this question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
When you were single, you had your house.
Uh-huh.
I distinctly remember one night we were drunk as hell, and one of our other friends hid like a in one of your like potted plants.
Yeah. So back when I was a single man and I was trying to impress my girlfriend, who is now my wife, I was trying to keep a beautiful home, you know, and pristine, clean, all of those things.
Oh, yeah.
And today I found out that one of our friends hid something in one of my potted plants, which, did I have potted plants? I don't know. Whatever.
You had a pot. I think there was a plant in it. Maybe it was like a fake plant.
Maybe so. He hid something in that.
I'm sure your wife threw it away.
To try to sabotage me, because that's the sort of person that he is. That son of a bitch. Didn't work because I didn't even know that it was there. But what was that item? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. NBA Summer League, of course, going on here in Las Vegas right now. The first person in with the correct answer as to what that item is will get set up with the tickets.
And the reason we came about this today is because we heard many stories of people hiding pieces of steak and other food in, you know, trying to seek out petty revenge. And if you're not following the thread on Facebook, facebook.com/David Mahoney to
it just keeps getting better and
some
better.
Of these pro revenge tips. Oh, my God. So good and so ruthless, and you know, not going to land you in jail most of the time.
There's one that that Katie just posted that I'll share with you real quick. My coworker asked me to bring her paperwork that she's being too lazy to come get herself, so I took my sweet time getting it together. I put it in a box, gift wrapped it, and personally delivered it to her desk and posted a picture of what looks to be a beautiful gift sitting at the foot of her coworker's chair.
She knows how to wrap.
That's right. Very nice.
Those corners folded in real nice.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Craig.
Craig, what is the correct answer, sir?
Onion
is right. There you go. You did it.
Which onion, not a very, I mean, it is a potent smelling but only vegetable.
Only when you're cutting it. It doesn't stink up a fridge or anything.
I think he did cut it. I think it was.
No,
it was,
but even after an onion's cut, it doesn't really smell that bad. It's just while you're actually in the process of cutting it.
Yeah, it just makes your eyes water while you're cutting.
Yeah. We thought that after like several months that it would.
So you were in on it?
I saw it go down.
You colluded with him.
I didn't collude.
You colluded with him.
I was a witness.
We thought that after several months it was going to start to stink.
Well, whatever.
Well, joke's on you. I'll come over to your house and I'll deliver an upper decker.
Oh, boy.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.